Lists. A DCU Batman fanwork written by Stevie Ray Barnes. This is a Gen fanwork, rating general audiences with tags for humour, satire, and McSweeney's lists. Featuring Damian Wayne, read by Frecklebomb Fick.
Tim Drake, read by Black Lass.
Barbara Gordon, read by Night Tracer.
Jason Todd, read by Yesway Appianway.
Bruce Wayne, read by God of Laundry Baskets.
Stephanie Brown, read by Rena Jenkins.
Detective James Gordon, read by Rindle.
Dick Grayson, read by Kess.
Alfred Pennyworth, read by The Casual Cheesecake.
Summary. Lists by the Bat Family. Bat Family Password Security Questions by Damian Wayne. What is the name of the first member in your family to die? On what street did you witness your first murder? What is the name of your least favourite child adopted by Batman? What is the type of weapon about which you last argued with Red Hood? In what year did you abandon your hope of going to college? What type of martial arts do you romanticise to avoid a healthy dialogue about why you are a vigilante? When did you stop questioning the fact that you put on a costume at night to beat people up? What is the name of your favourite animal?
Alternatives to Resting Bat Face by Tim Drake. Stop rolling your eyes behind your domino lens face. I don't care about your squabble face. Did you just shoot that guy face? Watching Bruce eat foods that do not need a knife and fork with a knife and fork face. Thank you for the explanation I did not ask for face. I'm going to have to repeat this, aren't I, face? Yes, I really do just want to read this paper on anthropogenic sources of rare earth metals, face. You forgot my order of fries, face. I can't believe you still don't understand I'm your boss just because I'm like 17, face. Charity event at Wayne Manor, face. Charity event at Wayne Manor with Damien, face. Charity event at Wayne Manor with Jason, face. Caught hiding at charity event at Wayne Manor by Alfred, face. Oh my god, you were still talking, face. Needing another coffee to deal with this, face. Finding the coffee pot empty, face. Going to find a corner to cry in, face.
Things I've woman-splained to Batman by Barbara Gordon. Hardware upgrades. Thigh holsters. Communication. Software updates. Teamwork privilege. Consent. Sexual. Breaking and entering. Trust. Spatial awareness. Breakups. Empathy. Consent. Using other people's tech. Hygiene. Power dynamics. Why it's necessary to stay home when sick. Female board members.
Impossible Recaptures by Jason Todd. Select all images of robins who have not died. Select all images of people who are satisfied with your less than forthcoming explanations. Select all situations in which it is appropriate to solve your problems with extreme violence and then pontificate that killing is never the answer. Select all images of family who in no way have ever helped you because you go it alone. Select all images of family you would choose over the Joker. Select all images of successfully captured villains who have never broken out of their cells. Select all images with an ugly dog.
15 guaranteed ways to get your pre-child life back. By Bruce Wayne. 1. You can't. 2. There's no return policy. 3. Those bastards. 4. Remember? 5. Your old life. 6. Ha! What old life? 7. Dumbass. 8. Tiny acrobats. 9. End thieves. 10. End coffee addicts. 11. End murder babies. 12. Live here now. 13. With their pets. 14. Enjoy. 15. The yelling.
It's decorative bat season, motherfuckers. By Stephanie Brown. Well, guess who just added a new bat logo to their costume? That's right, you useless blend folks. I did. And it's Festivus shit, so when I catch you doing crime, not only will you know that you're gonna get punched in the face, but you'll know that it's harvest season, bitches! I've got a new scary vampire bat across the chest of my intimidating armor, and not in a fucking sexy way either, you perverts. I got my hand on some new eggplant knee-length wool-length socks to wear over my costume, and you dumbasses better believe they've got ghosts and pumpkins stitched into the warm, fuzzy material. Because you know what? It's time to embrace the brass monkey weather. Be the brass monkey. It's me, Gale Force Wind Brass Monkey, as I jump from the rooftop to slam my steetailed boots and ghost wool socks into your solar plexus. Pair that with my new Halloween cape billowing behind me because I'm majestic as fuck. And people will be like, Jesus Christ, isn't that a lot of decor for a vigilante? And I'll just pin another gold button, iron on another Frankenstein monster patch onto this sleek hooded costume of mine. I am strong. I am powerful. And I am ready to start sewing autumn leaves onto the wings of every bat emblem I see. Batman, Batgirl, Batwoman, and you bet the goddamn Red Hood. He gets stickers on that fucking helmet. And I don't know about you, but I just can't wait to throw my new seasonal batarangs with deadly accuracy. I went to the craft store and glued cute little fangs and googly eyes onto these sharpened steel baby bat daggers, and they're gonna look so on trend, sticking out of your back. And as you lay prone on the ground, surrounded by crispy leaves and decorative batarangs, I'll stand over you like the celebratory cornucopia I am, just to whisper, "Happy fall, you asshole!"
Vigilantism is illegal, except when it comes to my best friend. By Detective James Gordon, GCPD. What is this notice? GCPD releases timely warnings with regards to specific crimes in compliance with the mayor's request, and apparently federal law or something. This notice is to serve as a reminder that all vigilantes working their off-brand justice within Gotham's borders must cease and desist. Vigilantism is illegal and not tolerated in our community, and therefore remains a top priority of this police department's in terms of prosecution. We must continue to stop this kind of criminal justice by delegitimizing their purpose and decreasing the public's enthusiasm for masked heroes. Batman, please disregard. Upcoming events. Now that's all said and done, please join me and the entire GCPD for a community picnic Thursday evening. Theme is masked superheroes, and you've got my word, as a detective trying to make the impossible leap straight to commissioner, that I'll be bringing Batman-themed cookies. Known issues. Routine maintenance has been scheduled for the Bat-Signal this weekend to address faulty electrical wiring due to heavy usage and weathering. Expected downtime for the bat signal is 8 to 12 hours. Scotty, principal in effect.
The 12 Labors of Nightwing by Dick Grayson. 1. Defeated Deathstroke by purchasing the assassination contract and loose change. 2. Kept 9 different undercover personas going at the same time for 3 weeks. 3. Stopped Kid Flash at full speed and only broke 3 bones. 4. Lured a corrupt police officer in the dead of winter with coffee and donuts to a sting operation. 5. Managed to make Robin clean up after his motley herd of animals himself. 6. Helped defeat the Court of Owls, but more importantly, said no to becoming an immortal Talon and getting to wear that sweet bronze steampunk costume. 7. Broke the Red Hood out of prison. No collateral damage. 8. Endured a partnership with a cannibalistic colleague. Had suspicions. Voiced them. Got to say I told you so. 9. Stole Red Robber's bandoliers. Remember the bandolier days? And filled them with snacks. 10. Won the battle for the cow with his dignity mostly intact against the other Bat family members. Mostly. 11. Managed to grocery shop and cook a decent meal between vigilante shift and civilian life requirements. 12. Adopted a failed police canine.
Hemingway was a hack. Please accept these listings for footwear of children I have cared for. By Alfred Pennyworth. Charity auction item. Boys' dress shoes. Wingtip, Italian. Neglected. For sale. Non-slip baby athletic slippers. Well worn. No falls. Does not come in a gold size. $2 or best offer. High top red Converse, burn hole at right ankle. Batman's a boob, written in Sharpie. Headline. Baby wearing shoes solves Gotham's biggest mystery. Awarded honorary degree from Gotham University. For pickup. Gold novelty shoes, gift from third-rate dad. Scuff marks from when thrown at wall. Baby shoes. Refused to be worn by baby. 1987. Generously donated by the family of the demon's head. In search of. Ballet slippers. Canvas. Split sole, please. Exchange. Green boots for something more practical, defensive, preferably in black and or yellow. No baggage.
The end. That was
Lists.
Written by Stevie Ray Barnes. And read by all of us. If you enjoyed that podfic, then please go back to the original work to leave feedback for Stevie Ray Barnes. And if you enjoyed the multi-voice podfic that we made of it, then we would all super appreciate it if you would go back to the podfic archive page and leave feedback, kudos, or comments for all of us involved. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
I feel like that's the right amount of joy for Steph, but you know what? I have an extra minute. I'm going to do this like Gina from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Let's see if I can do it. It's decorative bat season, motherfuckers. By Stephanie Brown. Well, guess who just added a new bat logo to their costume? That's right, you useless bland fucks. I did. And it's festive as shit, so when I catch you doing crime, not only will you know that you're gonna get punched in the face, but you'll know that it's harvest season, bitches. I've got a new scary vampire bat across the chest of my intimidating armor, and not in a fucking sexy way either, you perverts.
I got my hands on some new eggplant knee-length wool socks to wear over my costume. And you dumbasses better believe they've got ghosts and pumpkins stitched into the warm, fuzzy material. 'Cause you know what? It's time to embrace the brass monkey weather. Be the brass monkey. It's me, Gale Force Wind Brass Monkey, as I jump from the rooftop to slam my steel-toed boots and ghost wool socks into your solar plexus. Pair that with my new Halloween cape billowing behind me, 'cause I'm majestic as fuck. And people will be like, Jesus Christ, isn't that a lot of decor for a vigilante? And I'll just pin another ghoul button. Iron on another Frankenstein's monster patch onto this sleek, hooded costume of mine. I am strong. I am powerful. And I am ready to start sewing autumn leaves onto the wings of every bat emblem I see. Batman. Batgirl. Batwoman. And you bet the goddamn Red Hood. He gets stickers on that fucking helmet. And I don't know about you, but I just can't wait to throw my new seasonal batarangs with deadly accuracy. I went to the craft store and glued... I think I'm losing Gina. Fuck it. Got 6 lines left. I went to the craft store and glued cute little fangs and googly eyes onto these sharpened steel baby bat daggers, and they're gonna look so on-trend sticking out of your back. And as you lay prone on the ground, surrounded by crispy leaves and decorative batarangs, I'll stand over you like the celebratory cornucopia I am, just to whisper, "Happy fall, you asshole!"